So to start, Annie, will you tell us about Boulder City Attorney's motion to dismiss the original ACLU complaint against the camping ban? What was their argument?
Sure. So they sought to dismiss each of the claims that we raised in the lawsuit. And essentially, they're arguing that the facts that we've alleged don't state a constitutional violation. So they are not disagreeing with the facts that we've alleged in the complaint necessarily. They're just saying that even given everything we said, they don't think they've done anything wrong.
What are those facts that you've alleged and they say are not a violation of constitutional rights?
Sure. So the basic idea is that Boulder doesn't have enough shelter for its population of people experiencing houselessness. And they know that, right? They've cut the available shelter basically in half. And yet, despite that, they are still enforcing these criminal ordinances that punish people for self-sheltering in public space, which is really the only option folks have been left with. And we're saying that that violates the Constitution for a number of reasons.
So Boulder's city attorney's office is saying, maybe you're right, people don't have anywhere to go, but it's not unconstitutional to tell them they can't use a blanket or a tent when they sleep on the street.
Yeah, that's basically what they're saying. There is no quibbling with the facts. They don't try to say a single time in their motion that people do have a place to go. They're just saying, essentially, this isn't on them and they shouldn't be held responsible for criminal enforcement.
And what do you say?
Well, they get the law wrong, really, across their motion. So we have three claims. One of them is based on the Constitution's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishments. And the principle there is that you can't punish someone for sleeping outdoors based on the false premise that they had a choice in the matter. Boulder tries to distinguish its ordinance from ones that other courts have found unconstitutional. And they're saying, we're not punishing people for being unhoused. We're punishing people for camping, right? And on that, I think every point they make is pretty unavailing. The second claim is that the city's prohibition on using items people rely on for their survival exposes them to real danger, right? People die outside in Boulder when they can't protect themselves from the elements. And we're saying the city knows that, and they can't constitutionally enforce these laws when they're putting people's lives at risk. And as to the exposure to danger, really, the city is just quibbling with the legal standard and what is required to prove endangerment under that standard. And I just think that they're wrong and the facts kind of speak for themselves here. So, you know, I guess I'll say that I think understanding the law wouldn't really necessarily help you understand what the city's arguments are here.
So, but there have been developments recently, including a recent report from the Police Oversight Committee that found that despite Boulder's attempt to, in some ways, criminalize homelessness with the camping ban, since 2021, when they started enforcing the camping ban, Boulder's homelessness rates have significantly increased. There was also another study recently on Boulder's district attorney's office, which found that not only are people of color and people who are not housed much more likely to be arrested in Boulder, they're much more likely to face larger and harsher penalties. I mean, do you think either of these reports will affect the city's feelings about criminalizing homelessness?
Well, I certainly hope so. Right? I mean, our policing should be evidence-based. So there's no expert that will tell you that treating people like criminals is a way to address homelessness. And if this is really about addressing homelessness in Boulder, ultimately the question is, where are folks supposed to go, right? And the data shows that it's pretty clear it's time for the city to try something new.
I mean, it seems like people in Boulder are aware that housing prices are high, and people are also very much aware that homelessness in Boulder is a problem and that the number of unhoused people is growing. Is the city beginning to connect these dots, or what do you think?
I mean, I think that frustration explains part of why we felt we had to bring this lawsuit, right? Because we've been having the conversations and the city wasn't acting. So, you know, we felt we had to take a bit more of a forceful approach and say, look, not only is what you're doing terrible policy and immoral, but it violates the Colorado Constitution and it has to stop.
So what are the next steps for this lawsuit? You filed your complaint. The city asked to dismiss it. What happens now?
So now the city will have an opportunity to reply to our response. And the city's reply is due at the end of this week. And the court is deciding whether to agree with the city that even if we had a trial and we proved all the facts that we alleged in the complaint, we wouldn't prove that the city has violated the Constitution. Or they can agree with us that if we do prove all the facts, we will have shown that the city is violating the Constitution. And if the court denies the city's motion, then the case will proceed to discovery of getting this to trial.
Well, Annie, is there anything I missed or you want to add?
Just that, you know, at any point, the city has the opportunity certainly available to it to just stop enforcing these laws, right? It doesn't have to take a judge's order for the city to do the right and the lawful thing here.
Annie Kurtz is an Equal Justice Works Fellow at the ACLU of Colorado. Annie, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you. Have an excellent rest of your day.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.